Welcome to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. Bill, how are you doing today?
Jason, I'm doing great. I'm sitting here with my Christmas tie, and at least for the next few weeks, I get to wear my special ties. And you know, today I have on my candy cane tie. Yesterday I had my Grinch tie on.
So you have a
it's
great.
It's fun. It's fun.
You have a great selection of Christmas ties, I must say. Yeah. And you know, we are officially past Thanksgiving, so you are now full on.
Well, actually, you know, this candy cane tie is fairly new to my collection. I have only had it since last year. And but all my other ties might be pretty ancient. In fact, you know, people know that I'm known for wearing my cardigan sweaters because that's what I enjoy. And with a number of my Christmas ties, I have to button my cardigans because they're much wider than the. The normal ties that people are wearing today. But, you know, in a few more years, the wide ties will probably come back. So you never know.
Fashion is cyclical, as are many things in life.
Well, it's, you know, this is a fun time of year, too. Thanksgiving is past, and, you know, in a lot of ways, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. But you know, it is fun. In terms of getting into the Christmas spirit, it's a wonderful thing. My son George, you know, my financial advisor at Edward Jones, he's in the choir at First Presbyterian Church, which is our home church, and so it's nice to be able to go to church and see him up there in the choir. And that's special. They had some special music this last week, and many of the churches are having special music, and I would encourage folks to enjoy and to go. I know that at First Presbyterian, which is in downtown Raleigh, next to the Capitol building, their special music will be the middle weekend of December. I think it's December the 16th, if my memory serves me correct. But, you know, it's a lot of the churches are really putting it on, if you will. So, this is time to get out and enjoy a lot of the things that are going on. Plus, people are out caroling and doing lots of the Christmas traditions that are lots of fun. And so here's your test for the day. Can you tell me Santa Claus, of course, is a very important tradition, you see. And so where does that come from?
Oh, Bill, you're testing me now.
Okay.
I don't know the Santa origin story.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, what can you tell me about Saint Nick?
Saint Nicholas? I assume that was the inspiration for Santa Claus.
Well, a lot of folks believe that it was. So do you know the story of Saint Nicholas?
I do not.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So Saint Nicholas, let's see. Well, I believe he was born in Bari, which is in the area which is now Turkey. And he was the only son of some very rich parents who died and left him a fortune. And he went to live with his uncle, who was a priest. And so Nicholas became the bishop of Myra, which again is in that area of Turkey. This was during the 4th century. So at that point, this was during the period of the Roman Empire. And Christianity at the time was a religion that was persecuted. It, you know, so it wasn't like, let's go to church this Sunday. So In other words, you know, church was held in secret and things like that. But the bottom line is that Nicholas, because of his inherited wealth, was very well to do, even though he was a bishop. But at one point, and I'm not sure exactly when it was, he helped a family. There was three daughters, and they did not have a dowry. And so in terms of being married, it was difficult. And so it was said that he snuck in to this home. This was not a relative. These were just folks that he was aware of that didn't have sufficient resources, if you will, and left gold coins in the stockings of each of these daughters. And so that began, if you will, the tradition of stockings and stuffing the stockings and the generosity. And so basically it was because of his generosity that these young women could be married. They had a dowry, if you will, in order to marry. So that was basically the story. But he was known as a bishop in Myra for his generosity for people in need. He was also known for his concern over sailors and shipping and the like. But his primary, he was primarily known for helping people in need. And so that was sort of how the tradition began. People realized that that time of year was a time to be generous and to gift. And so I thought that was interesting as it relates to, you know, how Santa Claus became. And of course, then another question is, well, where does Santa Claus come from? Do you know that?
I do not. I assume it's some sort of marketing plan.
Well, it's no question that that's what it is today. The name, you know, there's another name given to Santa Claus, and what's that?
I thought
Kris
old
Kringle.
Saint Nick.
Kris Kringle. Okay, of yeah, course. That's right. Okay, so Kris Kringle came. That actually came out of Germany and the German I'm trying to think of the name Christ Kringle was the German word, and actually where that came from, in other words, Kris Kringle came was a derivative of the German word, which actually meant Christ child. Or Christ-like. And so that's where that came from is, you know, so when people talk about Kris Kringle, then that actually came from the German tradition. And so that, you know, it's interesting to know that kind of stuff.
You always have some interesting history when it comes to holidays, Bill. We love it.
Well, and I will also mention at this point is that for those folks who are familiar with my radio show and they enjoy tuning in to Asset Protection Today, that my show is moving. And so instead of finding it here, you will find it at 11 o'clock on Saturday mornings. I'm so pleased to be back on Saturday mornings at 11. But I would tell folks to check out my website for a big announcement on where to find my 11 o'clock Saturday morning radio show. And of course, my website is wgalaw.com. Easy to get to. And check it out, not only for my webinars and seminars, but for my radio show as well, because I want folks to be able to find me, and that's what it's all about. And so I'm back on the air at 11 o'clock on Saturday mornings. And so folks can catch me there. And so I'm sorry to be leaving WPTF, but anyway, I would encourage folks to tune in to my Saturday morning show.
Find information about Bill at wgalaw.com. www.wgalexander.com. That's where you can find all the information about W.G. Alexander & Associates. If you are in need of speaking with an elder law attorney, or if you're interested in attending their free webinars and seminar happening this coming Wednesday. They do this the second Wednesday of every month, and there are two webinars and one in-person seminar that you can attend in the morning. First up is a webinar. It is covering long-term care assistance, helpful information for families dealing with a long-term care crisis and who need information about Medicaid or VA benefits or forms of financial assistance available to most middle-class families dealing with a long-term care crisis. That is the first webinar. The second webinar happens in the afternoon, and that covers asset protection and trust planning. And then in the evening, it's the in-person seminar covering legacy planning. This is happening at Independence Village of Old Raleigh. If you would like to register and attend either of the webinars or the in-person seminar, you can do that for free by going to wgalaw.com and clicking on the seminars button. Very easy to do. Again, no cost associated with the webinars or the in-person seminar. They're highly educational. Now, the in-person seminar, there's no food served here. It's just a wonderful educational opportunity for you. So make sure you keep that in mind when you register. Go to WGALaw.com, click on that seminars button, or call 919-256-7000, 919-256-7000. A quick break and back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. You can go to wgalaw.com if you would like to register for the free webinars and seminar happening this coming Wednesday, December 11th. You can go to wgalaw.com, click on that seminars button to learn more. There are two webinars and one in-person seminar happening on Wednesday. The webinars cover long-term care assistance as well as asset protection and trust planning. The in-person seminar covers legacy planning. It's a bit of a hybrid of the two webinars, so it's a wonderful opportunity for you. Go to wgalaw.com and click on that seminars button at the top of the page to learn more. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. And Bill, of course, the webinars are in the seminar are top of mind. That's an important event this week. But
it is. And basically, this time of year is a time when most families do get together. And hopefully everyone in your family is doing great. We certainly hope so. But if you have found that you have a loved one that is having difficulties, and it could be going downhill in lots of different ways. As we get older, that's just part of growing older. And to the degree that you have a loved one who is finding it difficult to manage, I would say get to see an elder law attorney as quickly as possible. I hope you'll come to see W.G. Alexander and Associate, because this is what we do, or one of the things that we do, and we do it well. But the fact is that this is the last week. You know, the open enrollment for Medicare ends December the 7th, which is just around the corner. The fact is that if you have a loved one that's having difficulty manage, talk to them about their Medicare plan. Find out what plan they're on, and then look to see if the plan they're on is actually the plan that they need to stay on, because this is open enrollment where you can change it. Federal plans are actually December the 8th rather than December the 7th. So it's you know, kids can be confusing. The state plans, that's already terminated in terms of the window. So it just makes it more confusing for folks. But for most people, open enrollment ends December the 7th. And quite frankly, you should. There are two places people can go to compare the plans. One is Medicare.gov. And that's an excellent place to go. The other is the North Carolina Department of Insurance website. And there's a link on that website called SHIP, S-H-I-I-P. There are SHIP advisors all across North Carolina. There's about 1,000 advisors out there who can talk to you about helping you decide what plan might be best, because you not only have traditional Medicare, and if you're on traditional Medicare, then you've got Medigap plans, in other words, insurance coverage to cover the copays and deductibles that are involved in Medicare, or a lot of folks, about half the folks, are choosing Medicare Advantage plans, which takes you off of traditional Medicare and gives you a private insurance plan. But for some folks, those plans actually offer more because a lot of those plans even offer dental and eyeglasses and going to see the optometrist, and some of them offer even other stuff that traditional Medicare cannot offer. And, of course, the other big area to look at are the drug plans, because the drug plans change every year, and the plan that your loved one is on might cover their drugs this year but won't cover the same drugs next year. So those are things for folks to know. So if you're trying to help out a loved one of the important things to do is find out what prescriptions they take and then look at their drug plan to see if their drug plan actually covers those drugs. And if not, try to find a plan that does cover them. This is just one of the, you know, people say, you know, when you retire, you're going into your golden years and it's so easy and wonderful and all that good stuff. And the fact is that's not true. I mean, that's the big lie. I mean, it gets more complicated. There are just a lot of things about it that you have to worry about. Now, if we're talking about even worse issues where we're worried about needing caregivers or the potential for assisted living or the potential for memory care or the potential for even nursing care, which you hope is never the case, but you know it's always a possibility. Well, then again, I cannot say it strong enough that folks should see an elder law attorney just as quickly as possible. It can make a huge difference to families to have help from an elder law attorney. Sometimes it's just a matter of getting the right documents in place before there's a crisis, because the right documents mean all the difference in the world. I want to talk a little bit about Medicaid, you know, which is, that's not automatic. You have to qualify for it, but I know we need to take a break. So when we come back, I will talk about a few things about Medicaid that are really important to people.
We're going to dive into that. And don't forget, if you want to attend the free webinar that is all about long-term care assistance, it covers Medicaid, it covers VA benefits and all forms of financial assistance available to families who are dealing with a long-term care crisis, you can go to wgalaw.com. Click on that seminars button at the top of the page and be sure to register and attend for the coming session happening this Wednesday, December 11th. You can find all the information at wgalaw.com. There are two webinars happening that day. The other webinar covers asset protection and trust planning. And in the evening, there's an in-person seminar. They're back. You can attend and enjoy the wisdom of Bill and his team and learn about legacy planning, which is a bit of a hybrid of the content that is discussed in the two webinars. Again, the in-person seminar is free to attend as well. Go to wgalaw.com, click on that seminars button to be sure to register and attend. We're taking a quick break, but we'll be right back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Stick around. Listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. WGALaw.com is where you can go to find information about WG Alexander and Associates. If you're in need of the guidance of an elder law attorney, you can schedule some time to speak with one at WGALaw.com. You can also register for their free webinars happening this coming Wednesday, December 11th, and the free seminar that same evening. Go to WGALaw.com, click on that seminars button to learn more. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. And Bill, just before the break, we were about to get into a discussion related to Medicaid.
And I want to go there, but I also want to mention to folks that my radio show, Asset Protection Today, is moving back to 11 o'clock on Saturday mornings. But I would tell folks to check out my website for a big announcement on where to find my 11 o'clock Saturday morning radio show. My website is wgalaw.com. And check it out, not only for my webinars and seminars, but for my radio show as well. Now, with that, of course, I want to talk a little bit about long-term care and Medicaid. And if you have a loved one that you're concerned about needing that kind of care, you should join us for our free seminar on Wednesday at 10:30, because we're going to talk in depth about those issues. But one thing that still surprises folks is the fact that if you need nursing facility care, if you're unfortunate enough to have a loved one that needs and must have a nursing home, in other words, they can't be safe in their home anymore, and they need more than what assisted living has to offer or even memory care, when a person needs nursing care, Even a family with a home or more than one home, have real estate, have a nest egg, but the majority of middle-class families can, in fact, get on Medicaid very quickly when they need nursing facility care. You don't have to be dirt poor to qualify for Medicaid. Now, truthfully, most folks do need professional assistance because the rules are, in fact, complex. And you want to make sure that you're not only eligible for Medicaid, but that you protect your assets. You protect your home, you protect your farm, you protect your money from Medicaid estate recovery. And an elder law attorney can do all of that, can qualify you very quickly. Don't let anybody tell you that you have to put everything away 5 years before you need assistance, because the fact is a good elder law attorney can help you qualify fairly quickly. Now, if you have the right documents in place, then you can qualify much more quickly. Because sometimes when folks don't have the right documents in place, they're not capable of signing new documents. And when that's the case, then we have to go to court in order to get a judge's permission to do what families need to do. It's sad that that's the case, but, you know, the folks who prepare in advance are always better off than those folks who don't prepare at all. But crisis planning is available for folks who go into a nursing home. And the fact is that with good advice, And quite frankly, there's a lot of bad advice. You got to know the facts. You got to know what's true. And that's one reason that our seminar is so helpful. Our long-term care webinar on Wednesday morning at 10:30 is exactly the kind of information that people need so that they know what they can do and what they can qualify for. Medicaid is so important. Now, there's some other issues that a lot of folks don't realize. There is what's called a five-year look back, and that means that the Department of Social Services, when you apply for Medicaid, they're going to be looking back to see what you've done with your money for 5 years prior. And there are two things that I always want to tell families when they're a possibility of needing nursing care in the future. And one is gifting. Most of the folks in these situations are in their later stages of life. And this is a time where families should not be expecting these folks to be making large gifts to them. In fact, you should discourage gifting, because gifting within 5 years of your application for Medicaid is sanctionable. The only person that you can gift to without a sanction is your spouse. So gifts to children and grandchildren or others creates a penalty when you apply for Medicaid. So now they don't penalize normal small Christmas or birthday or anniversary type gifts. But that doesn't mean when you normally buy a sweater for Christmas for somebody and then you go out and buy a $20,000 vehicle for them. I mean, that, in other words, that doesn't work. That's going to be sanctioned every time. And then the other thing that so many of us do that is a no-no when we get to be older is we tend to go to the bank and get cash. You know, a lot of us like to have $100 or more in our wallet or our purse just for incidentals. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing illegal about it. You know, it's the fact that we like to have a little cash. And in fact, sometimes cash can be really important. You know, one of the things that people experienced up in the mountains with the flood was the fact that the credit cards didn't work. And so if they didn't have cash, they couldn't get what they needed at the time. But, you know, that's the oddball situation. Normal situation, the fact is that you should discourage seniors from getting cash. Let them use a debit card or a credit card or whatever, particularly a credit card if it's paid off every month. But the fact is that cash transactions are penalized. There's a sanction for Medicaid for cash. Why? Because it's not transparent. They can't follow the money. They don't know what you've done with it. And how many of you actually keep your receipts and ledger everything so that you know where every penny goes? None of us do that. Well, I won't say none. There might be one out of a million who actually does that. Because we don't do that, we have to avoid cash transactions, because the presumption is if we go to the bank and get $100, the presumption is, for Medicaid purposes, that we've given that $100 to our grandchild, and it's penalized. And so they add up all of these penalties for the full 5 years, and that's where they assess. Now, again, a good elder law attorney can wipe out those gifts and those problems. And we have to do that in almost every Medicaid application that we do for our clients. But the fewer that we have to deal with, the easier it is to wipe it out, if you will.
Well, that's good to know that that is available to folks if that is something that they are pursuing. And that's the type of information that you can learn in the free webinars and seminar put on by WG Alexander and Associates. If you would like to attend one of those happening this coming Wednesday, December 11th, you can go to WGALaw.com and click on the seminars button. There's two webinars happening that day. The morning webinar covers what we were just speaking about, long-term care assistance covering Medicaid, VA benefits, helpful information for families who are eligible for assistance when it comes to long-term care. The afternoon webinar covers asset protection and trust planning. And then in the evening, it's an in-person live seminar happening at Independence Village of Old Raleigh covering legacy planning, a bit of a hybrid of the two webinars. You can go to WGALaw.com and click on the seminars button to register and attend. There is no cost associated with registering or attending. There's no cost associated at all with the webinars or the seminar. It's just a wonderful free opportunity for you to get some very, very helpful information. WG Alexander and Associates has been at this for decades. They have a wealth of knowledge that they're happy to share at these seminars and webinars. Again, go to WGALaw.com and click on the seminars button at the top of the page. We're taking a quick break, but we'll be back with more. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander, and we'll be right back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Thank you so much for listening. You can go to WGALaw.com if you would like to learn more about WG Alexander and Associates. If you are in need of speaking with an elder law attorney, schedule some time to speak with one by going to WGALaw.com. Or if you would like to register for their free webinars or free seminar happening this coming Wednesday, December 11th, you can go to WGALaw.com and click on the seminars button at the top of the page. There's two webinars you can choose from, the long-term care assistance one. There's the asset protection and trust planning webinar, and then the in-person legacy planning seminar happening at Independence Village of Old Raleigh. All that information is available for you. If you would like to attend one of these free webinars or free seminar, go to WGALaw.com and click on that seminars button at the top of the page. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. Bill, we've covered some deadlines here with regard to the webinar happening this Wednesday and also Medicare, open enrollment ending on the 7th. There's also another deadline looming that you want folks to know about.
Well, I need to mention it, even though some folks who listen to my show regularly might say, well, you've talked about that. But it's so important, and it blows my mind how many people out there haven't heard of it, but it's the Corporate Transparency Act. Now, anybody who's listened to me knows that I don't like it at all, and I'm not a fan of it. I think Congress should get rid of it right away because it's a very expensive, unfortunately, for so many businesses that are a little more complicated than the simple ones. But the fact is that anyone who has an LLC or a corporation, now I'm talking about small businesses that don't report to the SEC, which is almost all of us, we now have a requirement to report to Homeland Security. And it's in the Corporate Transparency Act. So if you have an LLC and you haven't, or corporation and you haven't reported yet, just Google Corporate Transparency Act and then follow that to the government website to provide the information that's required. Now, here's the thing. So many folks don't realize if you have any entity that's created before this year, in other words, anything that was in existence last year, even if it was terminated this year, you still have to report it. And so you have to report who all the owners are, who at least have, if someone has at least a 25% interest, You have to report who the decision makers are. You have to, and you have to report who created it. There's a lot to report, and you must verify it. You have to upload your either your driver's license or your passport. Now, it is free. It's all online. So, you know, it's not where you have to respond to an email or fill out a form that's not online. Quite frankly, if you do that, it's probably a scam. I've seen one which basically said, fill out this form and send us $119. That was a scam. It's absolutely free. Now, it's a pain in the rear to do it. And you have to do it. There, if you don't have it done before the end of this year, there is a $500 per day fine for not doing it. And it's a crime to willfully not do it. In other words, if you say, well, I'm just not going to do it, that's a crime. And so I'm just telling folks that this is something that's really, really important that they get done. And if they have multiple LLCs or corporations, then they have to fill it out. My homeowners association, the board of directors, has to fill out these forms and do it. And quite frankly, the thing that makes me so mad about all of this is that for most companies, it's costing them at least $400 or more to have a company help them fill out these things. Now, a real simple one, you should be able to do it yourself and it's free. But for other companies where there's multiple members or board of directors or things like that, it becomes far more complicated and it becomes expensive. And to me, what is being reported is absolutely a government overreach for all of this private information and all members of Congress, because this was passed almost unanimously in Congress. Democrats and Republicans are responsible for it. And quite frankly, it just makes me mad. Now, with that said, let me also talk about the fact that my afternoon webinar and my evening seminar at Independence Village, much of that is about wealth transfer. It's about using trust. It's about asset protection that can be created for your family and how that works. And quite frankly, generational wealth transfer is important, you know, because frankly, most of our estate planning is not about me. It's not about me and my spouse. For most of us, yes, we want to take care of each other. That's our number one goal. But much of our estate planning is about how we want our wealth transferred to our children and grandchildren. And that's what we call generational wealth transfer. And quite frankly, when we're talking about trust and asset protection, that's exactly what we're talking about. Now, when it comes to tax planning, which is also an important part of it, sometimes we need to create an irrevocable trust for our spouse to maximize our, you know, generation skipping exemptions. That's tax planning. Sometimes we don't have to. We don't always have to do that for our estate tax exemption, but it just depends on the level of wealth that we're trying to pass to the next generation or two or three. And so, but, you know, with good trust planning, it's you have to understand that wealth is more than money. Oftentimes, it's our values, it's our legacy. And so it's not just merely the movement of financial assets to our children or grandchildren. There's a process and there's a balance in preserving family values and fostering financial responsibility. And to some degree, trying to create a lasting legacy. And with good planning, with good guidance, that's doable.
We want to talk about being able to get that guidance. And, you know, there's two ways that we mentioned, and those are the afternoon webinar and the evening in-person seminar at Independence Village of Old Raleigh. If you would like to attend either of those, you can go online to wgalaw.com, click on the seminars button. There you can register for free to attend either of the webinars or the in-person seminar. There's no cost associated with them. It's a wonderful educational opportunity for you to learn more from the team here at WG Alexander and Associates. WGALaw.com is the place to go, or you can call the office. The phone number is 919-256-7000. 919-256-7000. A short break and back with more. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be back with more after this. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. WGALaw.com is where you can go to register for the free webinars happening this coming Wednesday, December 11th. Don't wait. Do it now. Go to WGALaw.com. Click on the seminars button at the top of the page. Register for one of the free webinars happening this Wednesday. In the morning, it's the long-term care assistance webinar covering Medicaid and VA benefits. In the afternoon, it's the asset protection and trust planning webinar. And in the evening, it's the in-person seminar at Independence Village of Old Raleigh. WGALaw.com. Click on that seminars button to learn more. You can go to WGALaw.com as well if you are in need of speaking with an elder law attorney. Maybe you need some documents drawn up, or maybe you've never had your documents reviewed by an elder law attorney. WGALaw.com is where you can go to schedule some time to speak with a professional, someone on the team at WG Alexander and Associates. You can also call the office for more information. The phone number is 919-256-7000, 919-256-7000. We're out of time for today. On behalf of Bill Alexander, I'm Jason Kahn, thanking you for listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We hope you have a wonderful day.